88.9 WLRY, and we have a very special guest joining us. Excited to have on the line with us Matthew West. Matthew, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, man. It's great to talk to you.
Been enjoying your music for years, and I think the first song I heard by you was History. So that goes back a little ways.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, that's, I guess I'm, I've been around long enough to have oldies but goodies, hopefully, still. So, yeah, History was a song from my second record by the same title. And so I can't believe it. I've made seven records since the start of my career. Now, that doesn't include the records I made in my college dorm room that I've tried to destroy every copy of those, but they still show up on the internet sometimes. But, you know, I'm just thankful to still be making music and excited and grateful that anybody would still want to hear it. And the chance to be at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus, man, it's going to be incredible.
Yeah, looking forward to that show. That is January 9th. It is Winter Jam. And I know you've been on Winter Jam at least one time before, right?
Yeah, this actually, I was trying to think about it before. I think it's my third time being a guest on Winter Jam. The progression has been exciting, though. The very earliest stage in my career, I was a guest on Winter Jam, and I think I had like a 90-second set time. And then I came back a few years ago when my song Hello, My Name Is was just hitting the charts, and this is my first time getting a chance to be a part of Winter Jam as a headliner along with For King and Country. So
yeah.
Really excited to hit the stage with Winter Jam again and experience this special tour that travels all across the country. And we're not afraid to hit places like Columbus in the dead of winter. So I'm stocking. That's what I asked for Christmas was a winter coat and a hat and gloves and scarves and all that stuff just to keep myself warm because we're going to be braving the dead of winter for sure.
Yeah, that's right, my friend. Usually in Columbus by that time in January, Winter Jam is truly Winter Jam. So looking forward to you being out there, though. Your new album is Live Forever, and the new single, really liking that, called Grace Wins. How'd you go about writing that song?
Well, over the last few years, my music has been really driven by the true stories of people's lives. I've collected over 40,000 stories in the last few years, which has been just incredible. And just seeing people learning what it means to not just live their story, but to discover the power that is found when they tell their story and how telling our story of how God is at work in our lives can actually begin a new work in other people's lives. And that's what Grace Wins is about. There's a line that says, "No more lying down in death's defeat. I'm rising up in victory, singing hallelujah. Grace wins every time." Yeah. And another line says, "I'm living proof that grace wins every time." I believe that once we've given our lives to God and found a second chance in Him, that we become living proof. We become the story that God is telling to a lost and hurting world that is defeated, to let them know that they don't have to live in defeat anymore. That story was inspired by a young man who attended one of my concerts, just like Winter Jam.
Yeah.
He heard a song called Hello, My Name Is, and he went back home and began to think about how God might have a second chance waiting for him. You see, this young man, Robert, has been battling drug addiction very seriously, and he couldn't be the father to his two kids that he knew he needed to be. And so he reached out and told me his story, and he reached out asking for help. We were able to get him into a Christian drug recovery program called Teen Challenge, where he spent the last year of his life allowing God just to radically change his life. And now this Christmas, he's clean and sober, and he's going to get to see his daughters. And this young man, Robert, truly is living proof that grace wins every single time. There's nothing we can do to earn God's grace. It's simply saying, you know what? I'm going to choose to believe that God loves me no matter what, and my future can be better than my past.
That is just awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
You know, the stories, once you told people, hey, I'm collecting stories, I know you just got an onslaught of them. It had to be tough to choose which ones. And do you ever come across people who go, hey, why didn't you choose my story?
A lot of people do say, hey, did you read my story? They say, you know, I wrote my story to you. And my answer to them is either yes, I read it, or yes, I'm about to, because I get to read those stories every day, and it's a pretty special thing to, you know, it's interesting as you normally, when as a recording artist, you kind of the fans know more about your story than you know about theirs, and this has sort of turned that upside down in the best way. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to take this journey along with people, and I hope these songs, you know, mean something to them. And you know, at the end of the day, all of our stories are connected, and if these songs can remind people that their story has power and that their story's not over, then that gets me excited. The thought that those could inspire other people to let grace win in their lives as well.
You know, and taking letters like that, making songs out of them, probably takes your songwriting places where it normally wouldn't go, right?
It certainly does. It gets me thinking about life topics that maybe I wouldn't otherwise have thought of to write about. It also helps me do research. You know, I think I'm always asking God to give me guidance and to write songs that, people need to hear. And these stories have really shined a light on what people are going through, you know, and what they're dealing with, and what they might need a song to be about. And that's why these songs are written, you know. That's why I wrote Day One, you know. It's just Day One, Grace Wins, Hello, My Name Is Forgiveness. These were all songs that were inspired by somebody's true story. So I hope it means something to people. And you know, if it helps just, you know, we always talk about this as a band. If we've helped just one person tonight, then this show is worth it. Well, I feel that way about this interview, you know. If this interview encourages just one person, then what we're doing right now, talking to each other, has a purpose. And I feel the same way about these songs. And that's my hope, that these songs like Grace Wins, if it helps just one person. Ironically, that song, Grace Wins, was inspired by somebody at a show who was that just one person. He was that person at the in the crowd, and God was speaking to his heart, and it makes it all worth it.
Come around full circle there.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah. Next thing you know, going back to an early song, now, is that your story?
Next thing you know, it definitely is my story. It's the story of my life. It's the story of, at the age of 13, how I asked Jesus into my heart. And it's the greatest decision I ever made in my life. And that's, in many ways, what began leading me to this new place in my life where I'm encouraging people to tell their story as well.
And your Christmas album came out in 2011. Great album called The Heart of Christmas. If people want a treat, they can get on your Facebook page there and they can see a video of you playing an acoustic version of Come On Christmas. And I'm digging your elf shirt, by the way.
You know, my neighbor bought me that shirt as a joke, and he dared me to wear it, and so I did. So I put it. I said, not only will I wear it, but I'll record a video and post it to 1 million Facebook followers.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were giving me a hard time about that shirt, but you know, you gotta get in the Christmas spirit.
That's right.
One way or the other.
Gotta represent.
That's right.
Yeah, so you get to spend holidays with the family. That's pretty special. What's that like? Any special traditions or anything?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've spent much of the year traveling around the country. And so, you know, the best part is just getting to kind of shut down for a couple of weeks and recover and spend time together as a family at our house. So, you know, putting up our Christmas tree, many of our traditions are much like everybody else's, you know, the Christmas tree, the hot chocolate, the Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have other traditions that, you know, one of the things that I try to do is for each of my family members, I like to give them as one of their gifts, the gift of time. And I don't mean a watch or a clock, but I get them a gift sometimes before Christmas where it's an activity that we get to do together. So this year I bought my daughter's tickets to see a traveling Broadway play, The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Yeah.
And I buy them a little dress that they get to dress up in and take them to dinner. And so I try to do that for my wife as well, where I get them each a gift and we get to go spend time together.
Yeah, that is awesome. Again, talking with Matthew West, coming up January 9th at the Schottenstein Center. It is Winter Jam, and that will host for King & Country, Matthew West, Crowder, Lauren Daigle, Red, Sidewalk Prophets, new song KB Tadashi, We Are Messengers, Stars Go Dim, and speaker Tony Nolan at the Schottenstein Center. You can go to jamtour.com for more details. Well, God bless you, my friend. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, and I look forward to seeing all of your listeners. A great time at Winter Jam. We're going to be singing together. It's going to be an awesome time, and hope you have a Merry Christmas.